Good morning, everyone. Next month will mark the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. Currently, more than 1,000 troops from Iowa are serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, including 870 members of the Army National Guard. With extended combat tours and with many soldiers on their third or even fourth rotation in Iraq or Afghanistan, the psychological strains are enormous. Last year, suicides among active duty soldiers reached their highest level since the Army began keeping records 28 years ago. The number of attempted suicides or self-inflicted injuries in the Army, that's 2,100 last year, has risen sixfold since the Iraq War began. As you know, last year I teamed up with Congressman Leonard Boswell to pass the Joshua Omvig Suicide Prevention Act, named for a Grundy Center soldier who took his own life after returning from Iraq. The Omvig Act directs the VA to step up counseling and other mental health services for war veterans. However, it does not address the needs of active duty troops. To fill that void, I've introduced the Armed Forces Suicide Prevention Act, and I've been joined by a bipartisan group of 10 co-sponsors, including Senators Jim Webb, Chuck Hagel, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. In the House, a companion bill was introduced by Representatives Boswell, Braley, Lobsek, and nine others. Our bill requires the Department of Defense to implement comprehensive suicide prevention programs within all branches of the military, including the National Guard and the Reserves. Among other things, the bill directs the DOD to conduct a service-wide campaign to reduce the stigma associated with mental health issues and to encourage service members who are experiencing difficulties to seek help. It also engages military leadership by incorporating suicide prevention training in officer and senior enlisted training courses. We know these kinds of programs can make a difference. In the early 1990s, one in every four deaths among active-duty Air Force personnel was from suicide. The Air Force implemented the kind of comprehensive suicide prevention program required by my bill, and by 2002, the suicide rate had been reduced by a third. There was also a reduction in violent crime and family violence after the program was implemented. I introduced the Armed Forces Suicide Prevention Act 2 weeks ago with very little fanfare, but make no mistake, this is an extremely important bill, and it obviously addresses an urgent and growing need. I intend to push it aggressively in the Senate, and I know that my fellow Iowa members, Boswell, Braley, and Lobsek, have the same sense of urgency in the House.